Good evening, yes. 6-7 months ago, in my email, Stephen says, here, I just read this. He gave me very little, and I read it, and it was Monster Makers.
Quite a good scene, isn't it?
And I, being a fan, I just loved it.
One man crazy, three very sane spectators.
Three acts, a bit of a film history lesson. The first act is in the 20s. It's F.W. Murnau, and so the first act is all sepia tones, all very big gestures, all silent film, who directed Nosferatu in Germany in the Expressionist era.
I am Michael Powell. I will be playing F.W. Murnau. F.W. Murnau is a little more timid. Because he's dealing with legal matters.
Yes, my name is Matt Chiak. The very first character that I play in the first act is Max Schreck, who was a silent movie actor back in the 20s. He played Nosferatu in the movie that we reference. He was cast in that movie because he had kind of the right look for kind of a creepy vampire, and he has these illusions of moving on to leading man roles. Type of thing, so he would almost prefer that Nosferatu never get released, so that it doesn't hurt his image.
Jessica Wheeler, in the first act, I am Mrs. Bram Stoker, Mrs. Florence Stoker, Bram Stoker's widow. I'm trying to bring in hints of the vampire, so there's a lot of stillness, and when she does move, it's very quick and pointed, and just a there's like a threatening air about it.
Then we go to 1931 black and white Frankenstein movie.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
In the makeup studio of Jack Pierce that did the Frankenstein makeup.
I've spent most of my life in America. My name is Matt Chiak. The second act, then I'm playing Boris Karloff. So that was a challenge just to try to get the voice. Yeah, yeah, my neighbors probably I think I have a lot of people over at the house when it's just me there, yeah.
There's actually some in-jokes where in the second act, they're commenting on Nosferatu. And Jessica Wheeler, in the second act, I am Vera West, who was a costumer that worked in like the heyday of the black and white Hollywood horror movies. And one of them says, oh, I bet it was primitive. But then we think about these Hammer horror films back in the 70s, and we look at those and go, oh man, those are primitive. Like, we just were constantly living in that evolution of film, and that's a really beautiful part of the journey of this show.
And then the third act is those marvelous, garish Hammer Studios, London Hammer Studios, with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, who were always playing Dracula and always playing Frankenstein. And then we have Dracula coming back and Frankenstein coming back again.
Before I go on stage, and I'm sure the others do it, we kind of mentally focus on, I am Michael Powell, a keyword that we use to slide into our act. With act three, it's love, because my character says love all the time as a pet name, basically.
Knowing your characters is really important during the rehearsal process before costumes come into it. And then costumes are that last little cap, that last little knife cut that it clips the umbilical cord. I don't know, is that too weird?
So it's lots of fun. It's great, great evening in the theater. So that's what we're busily working on right now.
Monster Makers opens tonight at Lamb Theater. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
Bring him down to the village and let's take him home.
Yeah.